sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. It is one of the deadliest accidents in India's rail history. CBS's Remy Innocencio has the story.
This surge of wounded and dazed victims overwhelming small local hospitals. I held onto something when everything in the train started flying around, said this survivor. People fell all over each other. As dawn broke, search and rescue teams ramped up their efforts with sniffer dogs and cutting equipment to find and free the living and the dead still trapped in the mangled heap.
More than 280 people have been killed, at least 900 injured in that derailment. A government audit finds that an agency charged with keeping roads safe is too slow with its investigations.
Problems at the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's Office of Defects Investigation limit the agency's ability to respond to rapidly evolving problems or severe risks to auto safety. That according to an audit by the Department of Transportation Inspector General. Some of the reasons, lack of an integrated computer system for probes and not consistently following its own procedures for making safety problems a high priority.
CBS is Jennifer Kuiper. No default now that Congress has passed the debt ceiling bill, but the U.S. still is not out of the woods.
The president will likely sign that compromise bill as soon as later today. But for at least one of the credit rating agencies, the deal didn't come soon enough, and they're keeping the U.S. on a watch list for a potential downgrade.
CBS's Christina Ruffini says Congress had until June 5th to pass the bill or risk default. New research from Bank of America shows pay increases when changing jobs are down from the great resignation levels. But CBS's Irina Ivanova says switching might still pay off.
The rate of people quitting jobs for any reason is almost down to its pre-pandemic levels. And along with that, we're seeing the bonuses, the raises that people get for switching jobs, come down, not quite to pre-pandemic levels, but close.
CBS's Steve Kathan reports on an upcoming labor action.
Journalists plan to walk off their jobs next week at publications owned by Gannett, the largest newspaper chain in the country. Their union says that mostly one-day strike will start June 5th. It aims to protest the company's leadership and cost-cutting measures imposed since its 2019 merger with Gatehouse Media.
Federal investigators looking into the death of an 8-year-old in custody of Border Control say a nurse notified about the child's medical conditions denied repeated requests to call an ambulance.
Her fever at one point the day before she passed away had spiked to nearly 105 degrees. Why that didn't raise alarms for these medical contractors is part of that investigation.
This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected on the Civic Media Network. CivicMedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Two of Wisconsin's largest cities land in the top 20 in a new ranking of city parks. Mike Moen reports.
The nonprofit Trust for Public Land has issued its annual park score rankings. They're based on five metrics, including access, acreage, investment, and amenities. Madison was 13th on the list, with Milwaukee coming in at number 20. The organization also released a report on the power of parks to promote public health. The Trust for Public Lands, Dr. Howard Frumkin, says urban parks offer specific benefits.
Lowering the temperature in the neighborhood, which helps people withstand heat waves. Lowering noise levels, noise being a very common urban stressor.
Meanwhile, the top five cities include two from Minnesota, Minneapolis, and St. Paul. Others high up on the list are Washington, D.C., which is number one. Researchers found in many places, park planning and programs cater to underserved groups or those needing improved accessibility. Linda Wang, also with the Trust for Public Land, says innovation and creativity can vary among different park agencies.
We're seeing people with different types of mobility issues. Can we really be thinking about all-inclusive design, for example? Custom programming, custom design is something that we didn't expect to find, and so it's just been a really nice surprise for us to see that.
The report also found that among some large cities, including New York and Chicago, investments in parks have declined, but Wang says there are some positive signs in mid-sized cities.
I think one of the significant challenges is around investments. So that is one of the categories that we track in the Park Score Index.
For park investments, Madison and Milwaukee scored closer to average, but did better in terms of access. Mike Moen, Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans.
And until we fix that,
Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Well, I'm coming face to face with my conscience.
2023. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here in the old NAMI building on 217 Wisconsin Avenue, right around the corner from Theodore Yeoman's Park, where we are proud to honor our suffragette heritage here in the Shaw. And right around the other corner from us is another Waukesha landmark, established in 1896 and was the 16th Andrew Carnegie, or is it Carnegie, funded institution in Wisconsin in 1903. Since then, there's been five additions and renovations that followed, and with the most recent ones in 1988, 2005, 2010, and I thought there was one recently when I was alderman. Yeah, so 2019, 2020, mm-hmm. I believe. I'm talking, of course, about one of the great jewels of our fair city, our Waukesha Public Libraries. And here to tell us more from their engagement team are Kelly Kramer and Paula Mason. Welcome, and thank you for all that you do for our libraries.
Thanks for having us, Don.
Thank you.
Great. How are we doing this morning? we'll just jump right to the chase. Paula had a little bit of an adventure getting here.
This is true.
Tell us.
So, Kelly,
and it's happened to everybody. So right. You're not alone.
Yeah. So it's a good way to start off the conversation. Kelly and I usually are not the first ones into the building. And today I just needed my water. I have a little tickle in my throat. So I thought I'd run in the building and grab it. And little did I know I would set off the security alarm to the library. So a few phone calls later and our manager who's on for the day, he came in too and helped. So we are good to go. The library is properly secured at the moment.
Love it. Well, and that makes us, because that's one of our most valuable assets. So
this is true.
Great. And like I said, you haven't been alone. I used to manage restaurants. In fact, Kelly and I figured out that we both lived in Evanston, Illinois during the 90s. And I was managing restaurants there. And there were a couple times where the alarm went off and the police would come and, you know, my hands would be up in the air. And they did kind of figure out right away that I worked there and just press the wrong number or something.
Just Don again.
So you are not alone, Paula. But we're here this morning, I know, to talk primarily about your summer reading program, correct?
Yes. Yeah. It's a win-win, exciting program for all ages. Your entire family can join the summer reading program. We have programs
for kids of all ages.
Yes.
Fantastic.
There's a program for babies.
Good.
There's a program for kids. There's all a right. teen program and sure. an adult program. So
okay. That's terrific. Well, good, because I like a lot of parents, you worry about these kids getting buried in their video games. And that's certainly a challenge for us. And I'd really love to get them involved. So how do they get involved?
You can register online, go to our website, and there's a link to Beanstack, which is some software that we use to track the reading minutes. But you can also do it the old school way.
Sounds great.
Come into the library anytime we're open, and we have a table upstairs that's staffed with volunteers.
Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you can get a paper reading log and keep track of your minutes that way.
Did I see in the switching gears for a second? Did I see on the website too? You have a volunteer like fair or festival going on at the library.
Do.
When is that?
Yeah, so we have a volunteer fair coming up on June 14th from 11 to 1.
Okay.
And we are going to have over 25 local organizations.
I love it.
Coming to use our space to connect with people who are interested in volunteering. So whether those are adults or teens, they can chat with representatives from various different nonprofits and find a good fit and hopefully sign up on the spot to volunteer for a place here in the area.
It's such a great idea for people if you're retired or you have some. I know some organizations will even pay their employees, 4 to 8 hours, depending on whether to do volunteer service. And so this is a great a must. And and it's during your lunchtime too, and so bring a bag lunch and I don't know if they'll eat in the library, but good.
Yes, we'll actually have snacks on hand.
That's
and
right.
We will have a little raffle, so anybody who's attending can enter the raffle, and all of the prizes are made in our Studio 321 makerspace. So it'll be a fun morning, and instead of searching for volunteer opportunities online, people can go in and in one fell swoop talk to a lot of people.
Okay. Well, I know we've got our friend. Have you been to the farmer's market since it opened up here?
Not yet.
Oh, it's wonderful. So they don't have watermelon yet, but they've got watermelon. Johnny Watermelon, who we affectionately call Johnny Watermelon, is on the line. Are you there, Johnny?
I am, Don.
Top of the morning, man. Oh, that laugh is contagious. Fantastic.
You have a lot of fun with my name, and so do I. I just love being called Johnny Watermelon because it sticks with people, and
I've been
called that since I was knee high to a grasshopper.
I love it.
So I'm down at the farmer's market. I just want to tell you that the crowds are starting to build here. It's a beautiful summer day, Don.
Good.
Spring City Coffee's got a big line in front of it. The bread store's got a big line in front of it. We're going to line up Sarah, the author, here a little bit later on today.
Good. Okay.
There's a lot of rhubarb, radishes, beans, asparagus. Don, there's just so much good produce starting to come in here. It's a little bit early for some of the fall root stuff, but, man, there's a whole table of spinach. So things are just rocking and rolling down here.
And
how are you guys doing up there?
Good, good. So, Johnny, say hi to Kelly and Paula from our libraries.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly.
Johnny.
Hi, Paula. How are you?
We're great.
Good, good.
It's so nice to hear you.
Yeah.
You guys do a fabulous job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So Johnny and I went to
Don
the library.
Don loves your library because he uses
Johnny
it as a third office.
Yep. We went over there looking for an essay by Bruce Barton. And unfortunately, you guys didn't have it, but you helped me find the source. And it was a great Christmas time. It's called Another Boy, but that's a story for another time.
Okay.
But
okay,
Johnny got to see firsthand the magic on a cold December day. So,
yeah.
But it's nothing like that today over at the farmer's market, huh, Johnny?
No, it's really beautiful down here. I'm just walking by a bunch of flowers.
Okay.
My God, are they beautiful. You ladies should come down here and say hi.
Johnny used to deliver flowers, and he loved it. Just like seeing the smiles on people's faces. And
It was
Johnny,
such a kind thing.
I've got one grievance about the farmers, and it's a good thing, is the mushroom guy, or the mushroom stand, that line is probably going all the way to Brookfield right now, correct? Is it another long one?
Well,
I just can't get
not quite to Brookfield, but
it's
up by Walgreens. So you got to park over at Walgreens to get there. Yeah, so they're very famous. There's people walking around mushrooms already. Yeah. There's a line there, yep.
It's a great vendor.
So, hey, I just wanted to touch on one thing.
Sure.
Friday Night Live kicked off last night.
Yes, thank you.
And it was just a fabulous venue, Don. It was a lot of good energy in the air. I got to tell you, we had a great spot via People's Park. They gave us a nice spot
right
outside of their building.
Love it.
And their music last night was a company called Stray Voltage.
Oh,
and,
cool.
Man, were they tight.
Yeah.
I'm telling you
what was the
dude,
genre?
They did a David Bowie tune,
oh,
and it was
cool.
So good. I had to turn my head and go over there and listen. It was good, Under Pressure with David Bowie and
Queen,
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, cool.
Oh, it was such a great rendition.
I wish I could have been there.
They were really good.
Oh,
yeah,
neat.
It was good. So a lot of people walking around, a lot of fun, a lot of kids. There was the energy level was just very high. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, I love it.
So,
hey, thanks for sharing. And, yes, don't forget, Friday Night Live has kicked off last night, and will be going on throughout the summer. So be sure to set your schedules accordingly.
And I saw from a Facebook post from Alder Alicia Halvensleben that some cars were towed. So please remember the hours on me. It's great that downtown is bustling. There's always it's busy. I was at Steamy Cup to get my car. 6:30 in the morning, and the place is already half full. It's 6:30 on a Saturday morning. So,
well, it's busy.
Come check out Friday Night Live. And as a quick note, too, John, you know, we last year we broadcasted from Friday Night Live, and we broadcasted from the Farmers Market. Our parent company, our Civic Media, is doing a major overhaul of our technology, and so they want us to kind of keep things simple this summer. Correct?
Yeah, that's the way we're approaching it. And I think this is working out really good.
We still have presence. We're engaging with the community. So if you're at Friday Night Live, if you're at the Farmers Market, go check out Johnny. Tell us what's on your mind. You know, we've got a great offering of shows, including This Week in Waukesha, which is all about the Shaw. And so, you know, we'd love to have different people on as guests. And also, we'd love to hear what some of your hot button issues are. And we can certainly make a show about it or give it some attention for the rest of the community.
Just to tag on to that last statement, Don, I'm sorry to talk over you there a little bit. But
I love it when you talk over me.
We had a lot of people. Yeah, everybody does, right? We had a lot of people, and I mean a lot, that have recognized us, are listening to the station, and have really gave us kind of a high five. You know, keep up the good work. Civic Media and WAUK specifically in Waukesha is just really getting a strong foothold. I just loved all the interaction with all the people last night at the Friday Night Live. So it was fabulous.
That's great. So, Johnny, let's make a plan with Kelly and Paula. We should do a walk radio event at the library or in one of the neighborhoods that will include the library.
Yeah.
So let's put our hands together.
Let's do that.
So cool. I'll let you get back to the market, Johnny. Right. We'll look forward to you checking in with Sarah, the author, at about 8:35.
Okay.
Thanks, Johnny. See ya. All right. Hey, so we're back with Kelly and Paula. That's Kelly Kramer and Paula Mason from our Waukesha Public Libraries. Are either of you librarians?
Paula is.
I am,
fantastic.
Yep.
So that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And how did you get involved with the libraries, Kelly?
Well, it's a long story.
Hey, we got 2 minutes for the next
week. Yeah, let's hear it.
No, I was a professional actor.
Cool.
And then when I had babies, everything changed.
Yep.
And it's a terrible career for a mom. Not for all moms, but for this mom. And so I decided I needed to find something else to do that was more secure and steady. Mm-hmm. And so I started at the bottom level. I started as a shelver at the working 10 hours a week.
Yeah.
And then I just slowly worked 20 hours a week. And then I became a circulation assistant. And
that's neat.
Then I worked in the technical services department.
Love it.
And now I'm on the community engagement team, and I'm working full-time.
Well, you seem like a great fit for it, especially with your acting background.
Well,
I think that's great.
It comes handy in story time.
So, yeah. When I mentioned, too, as someone of the theater, too, like, I'm looking at your personnel file, or I'm thinking about it, and like, you know, like, you may come across a section that's dedicated to movies or theater, and you maybe get a little lost in there, right? Or they probably encourage that, don't they?
Oh,
the
sure.
Library? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a great job. I think that's neat. And that's, you know,
it's a beautiful job. I'm really grateful.
Mm-hmm. We forget that, you know, we have, I know we have Carroll University, but we also have another university here, our libraries that have great resources. And so 50 seconds before the break. So when we come back, we're going to have our Carroll Minute, but we have so much more to talk about with Kelly and Paula at our wonderful Waukesha Public Libraries. Special thanks to Bruce Gay, the director of libraries, for putting this together. Stick around, much more to talk about as This Week in Waukesha continues on this beautiful Saturday morning.
Down Georgia Street Arcade, where the boy children play, gathering up charity to help them make their day.
The summer heat can really get to you. Hot, sticky, you feel like you're melting. But Wauwatosa, coming in July, it'll be easy to cool off. Enjoy Ice Cream Social. This family-run, family-friendly business is more than just ice cream. It's a cool community hangout spot for friends and family. Let's talk about the ice cream. 16 delicious rotating flavors direct from the chocolate shop in Madison. The perfect way to stay sweet and cool this summer. Opening in July. Joy Ice Cream Social. Scoop, snack, shop. 8334 West North Avenue. Follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your
property, your decision. At Weichert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lots of sunshine today with a high of 88. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows level off around 59. Highs level off around 80. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. High temperatures reach up to 82 Monday under partly cloudy skies. 73 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Conversation that's not confined to the borders of the city of Waukesha.
We cover all of southeastern Wisconsin, baby.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to rent in this town. You're out of luck. And the reason that you had to care, the traffic is stuck.
You gonna help me out here, Anastasia?
And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return. For grace. It's a beautiful day.
It sure is. If you come back here to This Week in Waukesha. Hey, I just got a text from Jared Dable. Thank you. He's like, do you not do the radio shows anymore? We sure do. Again, with this big technology overhaul, there may be some issues with reception on the radio, but please go to download our Civic Media app or check out the Facebook live stream. And you can also go to waukradio.com to catch the broadcast. So we are out there, and kudos to our hardworking team at Civic Media. We should be back up. 5:40 a.m. I found out was working more effectively than 101.1 FM, which ironically that's the stronger feed in Waukesha. But 5:40 a.m. very powerful. You can hear 5:40 a.m. down in where we used to live in Evanston, down in Chicago. It's really strong. Goes all the way to Northwest Indiana. So apologies for anyone that's used to seeing us on radio. Jared, thanks for that heads up. And Anastasia, our engineer, she'll let our leadership know too to take a look at that. So, but we are here. We are live and local. And you can also check my rebroadcast too at walkradio.com, and really proud to show those off. And I post them on Facebook from time to time as well. So, but Kelly and Paula from Waukesha Public Libraries, we are talking about the summer reading program. You said there's also some adult programs in the queue.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Go ahead, Paula.
Take it away, Paula.
Yeah, so we have a really fun variety of programs this summer for adults in our community. We actually kicked off the first program, which is one that you can do outside of the library. It's all about reading. So that's our summer reading program. Cool. And it started on June 1st, and it goes until August 1st. And actually, that's for all ages as well. But adults often, they don't know that they can participate and get prizes. But nice. Then, of course, we have tons of in-person programs. So in a few weeks, we're going to be welcoming Mama D's.
That's a great little shop there.
Absolutely. So if you haven't seen our new community room space, we have just a gorgeous program room with a demo kitchen.
Okay.
So we've welcomed local restaurants. Mama D's is coming on June 20th at 10:30.
Nice.
They're going to show us how to make a delicious made-from-scratch banana chocolate chip muffin and a Hulk smoothie, which is bananas and spinach, if you weren't sure what that referred to.
Love it.
Then in July, we'll be welcoming Rochester Deli, who's going to be putting the deli in Delicious.
Love the deli.
Yep, yep. On July 18th at 6 p.m. These are programs people are going to want to register for because our friends over at Mama D's in Rochester Deli are going to bring a set amount of food to serve people. And then we have a variety of other programs. We have a volunteer fair coming up on June 14th.
That's right. Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah. Yep. So, fantastic.
Yeah, a book discussion. Yeah. With a representative from the United for Waukesha Resiliency Center. That'll be on June 21st. And that center provides education and resources following the parade tragedy. So we're looking forward to a really meaningful conversation.
Great.
For that.
What's the date on that again?
Yeah, that is June 21st at 10:30.
Okay.
It's a Wednesday.
Okay.
And the book we're featuring is What Happened to You? Conversations on Trauma, Resilience, and Healing.
Okay.
By Dr. Bruce Perry and Oprah Winfrey. So it's a bestseller.
Okay.
The book will really grab you. You can listen to it on audiobook or grab a copy at the library. And we're looking forward to this. This is a nice collaboration with their center. And then we're also going to be offering a plant swap, which I know people are excited for.
Nice.
That'll be on July 12th at 6:30. People can come and trade their own homegrown plants and grab other plants that we're going to have from just all sorts of green thumbs.
Sounds great. So, hey, if I could just interrupt for one quick second. Boy, we want to talk about this community engagement because it's really happening. But Anastasia was going to cut in here. She was caught up in this conversation, too. It is time for our Carol Minute. That is the pile of fight song you're listening to. So, and just a couple quick announcements. Summer camp series are beginning at Carroll University for the football program. There's youth camps for grades entering 1st through 8th and prospect camps for the high schoolers 9 through 12. You can find more information there at the Carroll website. There's some really exciting new developments in the Carroll football program during the Coach Buddha era. I'm talking to Coach Mike Budashevsky and his staff. They've compiled back-to-back winning seasons. They recently returned from Germany where they conducted their spring football season. How cool is that? And I know from some local high school recruits that there is a youthful, optimistic, team-centric culture under Coach Buddha and his staff that's really catching fire and really catching a lot of heads from some local talent. Great university. And, you know, this is happening throughout the entire athletic program. Next Saturday, my guest, our women's lacrosse phenom, Clara Jelasic, who's considered the greatest Division III lacrosse player in this region, and her coach, Coach Hodge, they'll be my guest. And Pyle's women's lacrosse team completed another glorious season, making it to the conference finals for the second year in a row. And Clara is, she's, along with five teammates, made all conference honors for Carroll. So very cool. Go Pios. And before we get to the break, if time allows, Paula, what's the library's relationship with Carroll?
Sure. Yeah. We have collaborated with Carroll University on many occasions in the past. So one really great example of that are programs that we've co-hosted with them, and they've actually opened up their Stackner Ballroom.
Love the Stackner Ballroom.
Yeah, it's an awesome space.
We had Marcia South's Raise the Bar event there.
Oh, so, fantastic.
Great space.
It's a great space. When there are programs that we work with them that are hosted on site there, we just see more students in the audience. We have a chance to connect with the student population much more.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Sounds great. All right. Well, when we come back from the break, this is our short segment, more on great stuff from our schools, in addition to Carroll, as well as Johnny's going to check in from the farmer's market, and of course, more about our libraries. This Week in Waukesha continues. Don't go away.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul.
Waukesha's famous farmer's market.
And The Shaw, WAUK.
When I'm in the car, I'm always listening.
CBS News Brief. The death toll has climbed to nearly 300, with some 900 injured, after two passenger trains collided with a stationary freight train in India. The BBC's Divya Arya is in New Delhi.
Hundreds of people rushed in, including from the National Disaster Rescue Force, to rescue the more than 2,000 passengers that were traveling in these two passenger trains.
The president will sign the debt limit bill today. CBS's Wendy Gillette has the latest.
President Biden addressed the nation Friday evening about the bill that will raise the nation's debt ceiling, preventing a first-ever government default.
No one got everything they wanted, but the American people got what they needed.
Federal investigators looking into the death of an 8-year-old in the custody of Border Control say a nurse refused requests to call an ambulance for her.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection released a statement that said in part, quote, contract medical personnel did not transfer her to a hospital for higher level care.
CBS's Elaine Quijano, CBS News Brief.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's U.S. senators split the state's votes on the debt ceiling deal. Democrat Tammy Baldwin voted for it, while Republican Ron Johnson was a no. Baldwin says she voted for the plan to protect veterans and seniors and make sure the country doesn't default on its debt. Johnson calls the bill a disastrous deal with not enough spending cuts. Plans for a new engineering building at the University of Wisconsin in Madison are in trouble. The state legislature's Joint Finance Committee voted to leave the project out of its $2.4 billion spending plan for state building projects. The Budget Writing Committee is approving money for a science building at UW-Eau Claire and renovations to UW-Milwaukee's Northwest Quadrant Complex. In sports, the Brewers are at Cincinnati today. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. This includes a commitment to news. Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Everything she sees, she says she wants.
Can you name the artist?
Everything.
Can you, Anastasia?
I'm looking at it, but I don't think that's fair, right?
That's right.
That's my daughter in the water.
Everything she owns. This is Rufus Wainwright with Daughter. Oh. And I was driving back from Oconomowoc, where my daughter had a softball game, and the Waukesha ESA Suffragettes were victorious, beating the West Dallas Wolves 5-1. But on the way home, and I hope Mike Crudy's not listening, but I actually I cheated and went over to NPR, and it was Rufus Wainwright was the guest, and he comes from a long line of folk artists on both sides of his family. It was a really great interview, and we'll have to get him here on Walk Radio or in one of our.
Don, do you perhaps mean Loudon Wainwright, the singer of this song, as opposed to Rufus Wainwright?
It is Loudon, yeah. But Rufus is dad. And Rufus is his dad.
Yes, very good.
So, but thank you. Yeah. You know, I was like, it didn't sound like the same guy singing Daughter, but same family, same lineage, you know. So it's kind of like the Carter family in country. That's who the Wainwrights right. are in folk. But it conjured up a lot of wonderful memories of when I was first dating my wife, Melissa. That song was featured in a movie that we really had a lot of fun with. And just a lot of memories when our daughters were that young, playing in the water. And so big shout out to my wife, Melissa. Love you. And also happy birthday to her dad, Rick. Rick Zanin celebrates another birthday, another lap around the sun. And so we had a great time last night. After the game, we went to Steel Tank Brewery in Oconomowoc. And Dave Barron, the owner, is from the area, grew up in New Berlin, but spends a lot of time in Waukesha. And fantastic fish fry. I thought Neighbors and some of the other local places are the best fish fry. You have to, if you're ever out in Oconomowoc, like for a Doc Hounds game or something, check out Steel Tank Brewery. Say hi to Dave for us. And so many other great things on the menu, too. So got to get back there. But we got so much going on here with our libraries. Oh, my heavens. So before the break, Paula was mentioning all the different programming. And I was like, and then during the break, I said, this sounds like I was listening to the lineup for Friday Night Live. Like, right. There's a party going on there at our library.
Oh, so, it's buzzing yeah. every day. Yes. So, we want everyone to come in and register for the reading program.
Yep.
It's free. It's easy. All you have to do is read. And after just 5 hours of reading, you receive a free book that's yours to keep.
Love it.
You're not borrowing a book. You're earning a book.
Fantastic.
And you get to choose off a great selection. We've got really popular titles for everyone.
So neat.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it. Hey, so yeah, because my guest maybe about a month ago now was Shannon Ishizaki from Orange Hat Publishing and 1016 Press.
Oh.
And, you know, they've got like 500 titles to their credit. And some really great books. And again, wow. Anastasia, I'll have to look it up for her, but one of the titles was an artist from, I think it was from Viroqua, was a World War II vet that actually fell out of a plane 4 miles in Germany and survived.
What?
Yes, and, so we're thinking of Tailspin. By Mr. Armbruster.
Armbruster. Mm. So, yeah. So see if you have that in your library yet, but I can't wait to read that.
Oh, wow.
That's fantastic. I promised Shannon I'd buy a copy from them, too. But that's so many great stories here just right here in Wisconsin. And speaking of stories, I know Johnny's been waiting patiently from the farmer's market. Is that correct, Anastasia?
That is correct. You have him on the line.
Johnny,
now.
We hardly knew ye. What's going on, man?
Well, hey, Don. I just wanted to mention a couple of things before we get there.
On sure.
Robin stopped over from the city of Waukesha.
Love it.
And, they do the Riverside Rhythms.
Okay.
And that's a summer lunchtime concert series.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want to give our listening audience a little heads up on that. It's a beautiful venue. It's right on the riverfront.
Wow.
They do a lunchtime thing from 11:30 to 1. It's at 29 Riverfront Street. And that's a great venue, Don, for the folks that are working in the downtown area.
Wow.
Or if you're not, it's just a fun thing to do. So keep that in mind, folks.
I will.
And I'm gonna hand off the phone here to Sarah. Sarah, the
Sarah,
author.
Sarah, the author.
Can chat a little bit,
love
okay?
It.
Here you go.
So we've got produce for the soul in addition to produce for your tummy at the farmer's market, right? Sarah, how are you? Great to hear from you again.
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Sarah was my guest right before the farmer's market began. So I think that was like end of April, and she was helping promote the farmer's market. But Sarah, say hi to Kelly and Paula from our libraries. This is Sarah, the author.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Kelly and Paula. How are you?
So what's selling from your booth today? I know you got some great titles. One of them was How to Cook for People Who Watch Too Much TV or something. Did I get that right? It's something you gave me a copy. My wife and I love it.
Sarah's cookbook for people who would rather watch TV than cook.
There you go.
Nice.
So
I could use that.
Some really great cooking hacks in there. So a lot of fun. Really great stuff.
Awesome. That's a good way of putting it. Cooking hacks rather than, I'm a super lazy cook and here you go.
That's right. So what's going on over there? What's hot at your booth today?
I'm sorry, what?
What's going on at the farmer's market today from your perspective?
Oh, from my perspective, it's beautiful. I mean, first of all, happy summer. Here we are.
Yeah.
A lot of folks down here. We're just getting going, so that's exciting.
Terrific.
And I'm hoping a lot of literary folks come down and check out my booth.
Sounds
with
great.
All my books.
Good deal. Good deal. So, yeah, we'll have to do a little meetup at the library one of these days, because we were talking about doing a walk radio event there. And so who better to have as a co-host with me and Johnny than Sarah, the author? So
yeah, that'd be really
along with Kelly and Paula here. So lot of exciting things going on. As this community becomes so much more connected.
Right.
And learning so much
Very
already.
Much so.
Yeah. So, hey, Sarah, I'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for being on my show and then also from taking this phone call at the farmer's market. And we hope to see you over there hopefully today, if not next Saturday.
All right. 8 to noon. We're here every Saturday.
8 to noon at the farmer's market. Sounds great. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks so much.
All right. Johnny, are you back?
Okay, Don.
All right. Hey, we'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much for sharing, especially about the Riverside. What was that called again, the live concert series?
It's the Riverside Rhythms in downtown Waukesha.
Riverside Rhythms.
And it's
love
such a beautiful setting. It's right on the Fox River, man. It's so cool. I love going down there when I'm in town and I got the time to do it. So
the broad, majestic Fox
take advantage
River.
Of that. And they got food venues. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
There's food venues down there too every time. So it runs through August 30th. So take advantage of it, folks.
Sounds great. Hey, Johnny, thanks so much. And enjoy the rest of Farmer's Market. And we'll probably be catching you later.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. See ya. All right. So Johnny Watermelon at the Waukesha Farmer's Market. You know, there's information overload, but I feel like, especially with my two guests here, that this is more like an information smorgasbord or buffet. Or they're learning so many great things this morning. And so grateful for all the people in our community. Especially Kelly and Paula from our libraries. I just called you like Kella.
Kella, sorry. I like that.
Like Jennifer.
Ship name.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So. Love it.
All right. So we did summer reading program. We had some adult programs. And I know we're missing. Oh, you made a key point that big, beautiful building Andrew Carnegie funded is just one that's kind of the main campus, but there's 24 other libraries or 24 total libraries in our system.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are proud to be a part of the Bridges Library System. So that includes all of the libraries in Waukesha and Jefferson County.
Wow.
So yeah, you can take your Waukesha Public Library and hit up any of those 24 libraries.
Yeah.
And actually this summer, there's a fun passport program offered through Bridges Library Program.
Cool.
Or Bridges Library System.
Okay.
So if you go to different libraries, you can get your passport stamped. And then if you hit up enough of them, you can actually submit your passport for a really cool grand prize. So, we want people traveling to all the libraries in the system and checking them out.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
I love it.
If the Waukesha Library doesn't have the book you're looking for, we'll get it from one of the other libraries and it'll just get shipped over to us for you.
And so here's a testimonial from a very satisfied customer. I was looking for a rare book. I heard about it on NPR again. Sorry, hope Mike's not listening. But it was called The Wisconsin Kruger Family Tragedy. And it was about a family, German-American family. And this was like right around World War I or the tail end of World War I. Oh, yeah, no, it was during World War I because none of the sons would register for the draft. No, they were drafted, but they wouldn't serve. And you know, back then there was a prevailing attitude that for many Americans that if it wasn't happening, you know, on land, if your borders, if the homeland wasn't being threatened, that they couldn't justify fighting overseas. And so it had nothing to do with their German heritage, but the locals didn't necessarily see it that way. And it's just, unfortunately, there were some murders and some, you know, with some of the town's, you know, authorities and townspeople. And, you know, and this happened here in Wisconsin. But anyway, you guys arranged to get it, borrow it from, I think it was one of the Jefferson County libraries so
nice.
That I could
Fantastic.
Read it. And so it's like any rare books you're looking for, anyone doing research or just have a real passion for history like I do, you know, definitely put that in your tickler file as a great resource, you know, from our great library system. So, and, you know, I'm inclined to believe, too, that there's so many young people that are positively impacted by our libraries. And that would include the newest members of Waukesha South's Act 30 Plus Club. These junior students scored a 30 or higher on their ACT, which is an incredible achievement. It's a perfect score. The perfect score is 36. So, you know, this is fantastic. I want to read these names off right now. It's Pelham Hasler, Logan Schmidt, All-State goalkeeper Charlie Moroz, and basketball star, Connie Learman, Delaney Primeau, that's Premeau, Primeau. I think I got that right. Siddhant Shah, Reed Miller, the two-time from the two-time state champion mock trial team and tennis star Preston Butcher, Binuth Nanayakaran, and Dante Herrera, who I believe is a member of the defending state champion esports team. So congratulations to, let's see, that's 10 students. And as you can tell from a few of those names, some very well-rounded young people. So I got to believe they spent some time in our libraries growing up and continue to the present day. And then another shout-out just down the street from Waukesha. Congrats also to Catholic Memorial High School's class of 2023, who is receiving $18.8 million in college scholarship offers with a combined 3.69 GPA. And 59 honor roll students consistently every semester. And to give you a little background, I have a niece that attended the Duke Ellington School of Performing Arts. It was a magnet high school in Dallas. And the class that graduated before her had like three or four students that were selected to Juilliard. First high school ever to have that many students from one class. But that graduating class, CNN did a report on it. That graduating class received $33 million in scholarships. So to give you a perspective of what CMH and that student body has achieved, that class, that's very significant, and congrats to them. So, but, you know, again, I think it's a reflection of the great work that Bruce Gay does and Kelly and Paula and the rest of your team at our libraries on putting this together. Paula, what inspired you to become a librarian?
That's a great question. I think it loops back to what you're saying, Don, about going as a kid, loving the library. Yeah. My parents took us every week. My local library was the Wauwatosa Public Library.
Okay.
And then I worked there as a teen, as a shelver.
Wow.
When I went to Madison, I worked for Dane County Library System as a college student. And then I worked for Milwaukee Public Libraries for a while when I was in library school. And then I landed up here at the Waukesha Public Library.
So it's all about following your dreams and your passions, you know?
Absolutely.
If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life, right?
This is true. Yep. So, happy to go in every day.
And, you know, and a whole range of adventures from setting off the alarm this morning and dealing with the local authorities.
Yeah,
and,
there is never a dull moment. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But also, too, you had mentioned some of the events you have for kids. There have been lockdowns. Lock-ins. Excuse me. I shouldn't say lockdown. That happened this morning.
A little different.
But then you also had there's adventures for stuffed animals.
Yes. Yeah.
In the past, it was a fun program called a stuffed animal sleepover where the kids would bring their stuffed animal to the library and leave it with us in our care. And then overnight, their friends would go on these adventures, and we would chronicle them with Polaroid photographs of their of their teddy bear, perhaps, you know, reading a graphic novel.
Sounds great.
And then they pick the stuffed animal up the next morning, and it was a lot of fun.
Sounds
great. This summer, we're going to have lots of fun programs for kids, too. We have story time outside in Cutler Park every Monday and Wednesday.
Wow, every Monday. Okay.
And Wednesday.
Very cool. Sounds
at 11.
Good.
Yep.
Hey, we're going to go to a break, but let's hear more about that when This Week in Waukesha continues. And don't forget, my guest next week is lacrosse phenom Claire Jelasic from Carroll and her coach, Coach Hodge. So don't go away. This Week in Waukesha continues.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit LakelandCareINC.com to learn more.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with a high of 88. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 59. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 80. Low 80s Monday. Much cooler on Tuesday with highs in the low 70s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 68
from
degrees.
From Five Points and beyond. From Southeast Wisconsin and to the world. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Standing over you.
Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha. This song, I believe, you're hearing for the first time. It's Cole Gallagher from Cole Gallagher and the Lesser Saints. And this song that he just released was had a big mention on Rolling Stone, so congratulations to Cole Gallagher. Why we mentioned Cole Gallagher? I've been following this young star. His father's a childhood friend of mine. But Cole's mother's family, his grandmother, comes from Waukesha, and he shouts out Waukesha all the time and considers himself part of the Les Paul heritage here, and a brilliant young musician. We look forward to seeing more things about that. But check that out. You'll find it on YouTube. It's Cole Gallagher, Lines in the Sky. Great song. You'll hear it, the tail end of it, when we come to the end of the show. But we're back with Kelly and Paula from our libraries. But real quick, just some notes here. The city council will be we'll be holding a vote on the District 9 aldermanic seat vacated by Mike Payne at this Tuesday's meeting. Mike moved out of the district, so he had to vacate the seat. The candidates include Daryl Enriquez, who was also the county supervisor for the district, and Paul Wateska. Daryl is also, he wrote for, I believe, the Journal Sentinel and was a freelance writer for the Freeman, so I know you've seen his name before. And also, the city council will be revisiting the hotly contested chicken ordinance that includes a recent lawsuit that was filed against the city on May 8th from a local flock owner named Cheryl Betcher. And, as an alderman, that came across many meetings I was involved in, the chicken ordinance issue. And it's good politics. It's good discussion because there are people that are still committed to this agrarian tradition that we have here in Waukesha. And it's interesting debate, and I know I don't know which side I fall on. There's a lot of it. You know, now that we've become a more densely populated city, I can see where that becomes an issue. But I also know, too, with the vast geography that this city has and the space, that I think there's still some opportunities to raise chickens. But be a great thing to talk about in Jim Santel's show, Morning Cannolis, about the legalities of chicken ordinances. And Jim came in, and he graced my guest with Morning Cannolis. You can hold them up to the live stream, ladies, if you like. From Jim goes all the way to Glorioso's on Brady Street. So thank you again, Jim. Be sure to check his show out that follows mine. And you know, if you're looking for a reason to be on my show, think of the Morning Cannolis. I mean, this is
true.
This is heaven.
Worth it.
Yes. So thanks again, Jim. And looking forward to checking out your broadcast following mine. So so we're back with Kelly and Paula, and we are talking about
the programming for kids this summer.
Yes, the program for kids this summer.
Yeah, I mentioned Story time
on Mondays. Twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 11 in Cutler Park.
Nice.
If it rains, we'll go inside.
Okay.
But bring a blanket, bring a snack. Listen to some fun stories, and
sure,
we sing and we dance. It's a blast.
Oh, fun. Are you involved in that too?
Yes.
As an actor?
Yes.
Great.
I do some of them.
Yeah.
They're always great. We have upwards of 100 people that show up for that. So
neat.
Yeah, there's all the space you need.
And the
need.
Program's already put together for the summer for the different types of stories you're doing?
Oh, yes. We plan ahead.
Sure.
We're already talking about the fall.
I was hoping to sneak in there to be a guest reader, but maybe next summer.
Oh, yeah. Well,
I love that. Yeah, I love reading to children. And so, what are some of the different genres you're doing with the kids? Any examples? I mean,
What authors I like to
authors
read?
Authors and stories. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Miss Kelly likes to have fun, so I really go for the humorous stories.
Sure.
I love Jan Thomas's books.
Okay.
I love Mac Barnett's picture books. Yeah. Oh, there are just so many there. Bob Shea has some.
So geared more towards the younger audience, right? For their
yes, yeah. it's usually sure. ages 5 and yeah. under that show up. But okay. when the big brothers and sisters come along, they just jump right into.
Sure,
it's just oh, neat. We're all laughing together. I think even the sure. adults in the have a good time too.
Because I've seen lately I've seen a lot in, I don't know, pop culture, social media, a lot of references to Judy Blume, who's one of my favorites. In fact, I think they're making a series on one of those channels about, I think, is Are You There, God? It's Me, yeah. Margaret. I think it's that one.
Yep.
I never got to read that, but I loved, you know, Tales of a Fourth Grade Nothing, and Then Again, Maybe I Won't. It was probably my favorite book of my childhood. But I was wondering maybe if you do like a chapter a day type of thing for like some of the younger, like close to tween audiences, or if that's something that's been considered.
There are book discussions with school age kids. We have a couple of members that go in to the middle schools and have book discussions about those chapter books, yes.
Neat.
But story time is usually geared towards
the little guys.
The littles.
Yeah. Sure, the littles.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have shows okay. every Tuesday.
Sure.
Starting June 13th through August 1st at 3:30. We're going to have live performances.
Outside in color?
No, in the okay. children's program room upstairs.
Nice. Okay, that's a great space too.
Yeah, the first show is a snake discovery. They're bringing reptiles and snakes into wow. the library. Yeah.
Is that from the Milwaukee Zoo or?
No, it's different the company is called Snake Discovery.
Nice.
And they travel to us and
fun.
You'll get a chance to pet okay. a snake if you're wow. so inclined.
yeah.
yeah, and there's a different performance every Tuesday this summer.
Okay.
And everything's free, so come on in.
I love it. And then, you know, who doesn't love the free part?
So, I know.
But, you know, also just as a reminder, it's free, but it's supported by us, the public. Like,
yeah, this it's is your
just,
library.
Just like mm-hmm. our Parks and Rec, our library is a great example of our tax dollars hard at work and bringing so much benefit to the community. So, and
indeed.
You know, just real briefly, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but, you know, there's been discussions nationally about banning books from school libraries and public libraries, and it conjures up these old memories of the 40s. And again, have you felt as a public library, have you felt any of that pressure locally, or has that ever come across? Good.
No.
All right.
Not at the Waukesha Public Library.
Yeah. And so
every once in a while, a book is
yeah
is discussed, but it's on a
good
one-on-one basis,
yeah.
And so. We just say libraries are for everyone.
They're everybody. Inclusive right. community and a mm-hmm. great chance to further your own education, your own enlightenment. So
that's right.
Terrific. So in the 2 minutes we have left, what do you want our guests to know about, our audience to know about that we haven't mentioned that they got to take advantage of at our libraries?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I mean, what I say, go to the website because, yeah, it's so
everything
much.
Everything we've talked about is on the website.
Yeah.
I just say you need to come in and check out the Waukesha Public Library because so many changes have happened.
Yeah.
We just remodeled the first floor. We now have a maker space with 3D printing opportunities,
okay.
a laser cutter, a Cricut machine.
Nice.
We are soon launching a recording studio. If
okay.
you want to do your own podcast, you can mm-hmm. come into the library and book mm-hmm. the recording studio.
Fantastic.
We have a demonstration kitchen. We have
okay.
this awesome, huge program room. We are circulating board games now.
Wow.
We have
yeah,
a puzzle exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
nice.
It's just a whole world of things.
Love
and
puzzles.
I don't think people realize
sure.
what the library has to offer.
Okay. Well, folks, you've heard it here. And great, you know, especially with the summer. And we have those rainy days. I can't think of a better place to spend a nice summer rainy day than at our libraries. Kelly Kramer, Paula Mason, Waukesha Public Libraries, thanks so much for joining us. Next week, again, my guest is Clara Jelasic, lacrosse phenom, and her coach Hodge from Carroll University. Morning Cannolis is next with James Santel. Enjoy this beautiful Saturday, and remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. Thank you again, ladies.
Yeah,
thank you.
This was fun.
Yeah.
Thanks
I'm
again,
hungry.
Waukesha, for joining
yeah.
us. Yes. See ya.
Bye.
In my dreams, don't you know?
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Homeownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.